Morning. Morning to those who are online as well. It's great to, it's great to see you, but you can see me. Good. Lord's good. This morning, as I came in, I was asked to take one of these little slips from the Father's folder. It was either a dare or a joke. I picked a dare, unfortunately. I dare you to dance with your child at the front of the church today, but my child isn't here, thank you, Lord. Right, time has gone. I'm going to be quick this morning. When I was preparing, I'd got something that I wanted to talk about, the fatherhood of the Lord. It's Father's Day. Give me away, fathers. Great. You're great people. And as I was beginning to prepare that, the Lord said, no, I want you to talk about Jacob this morning. I thought, Lord, Jacob? That's really weird. But I assure you, we will get to fathers. Okay, so bear with me. But it's going to be quick, so you won't have to bear too long. I want us to look very quickly at certain things about Jacob this morning. Most of you know that most of the story anyway. But first of all, I want to just look at his birth. Let's just look at a few verses. So we'll look at five verses, that's all, this morning, and we'll talk about those five verses. So here is the first one. This is when Jacob was born. When the time came for her, that was his mother, of course, to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment, so they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. If you look in the margin of your book, it will tell you something about what the word Jacob means. And it will say something about his heel. It will refer to the fact that he was holding the heel. But that isn't actually what the Hebrew means. The fact that he was holding the heel gave them the idea, because the word they chose was to do with heels. But the word, the Hebrew word means, actually means this. It means this. It means to set the heel down, to control one's feelings and to hide one's will and intention. And the implication is it's to do with deceiving. I'm going to keep this down and I'm going to keep it from you, and I'm going to do what I want to do, and you won't know until I've done it. That's what his name actually meant. And we know he worked it out in life. First of all, he tricked he got his brother at a very weak time and tricked him into selling his birthright, because his brother was the older one. Normally there's 20 minutes or 10 minutes or something between twins. These were conjoined, as it were. They came out holding one another. And then he tricked his father, with his mother's help, we know, into giving him the blessing. Tricked him. And his brother was so annoyed and so angry, he had to run away. And he ran. And one night, this was not the first night, by the way, he'd already gone about 40, 50, 60 miles, something like that. So it was about the third or fourth night. He's asleep and he sees this vision, we know, and he saw the ladder up into heaven. And God confirmed to him and blessed him. Second blessing, Esau blessed him. Now God blesses him and said, I'm going to give you the same blessing as your grandfather and your father. I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac, and now I'm the God of Jacob as well. But Jacob's response was peculiar in a sense. Let's just look at what he says. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and watch over me on this journey I'm taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. It sounds great, but if you actually boil it down, it's what he says is, well, God, I'm not sure about you, but if you're going to keep on blessing me, and if you keep on blessing me, and you look after me, and give me everything that I want, then I think you'll be a good God to follow. Well, yeah, I'd like a God like that as well. So he wasn't saying a great deal, actually. But he was committing to a God that would bless him again and again. So he goes off, and we know he starts working for his uncle Laban. And suddenly the deception starts turning back on him. So Laban, he works for Laban, as we know, for 7 years in order to marry Laban's daughter, Rebekah. And when he gets to the wedding night, and his wife says, hello, it wasn't Rebekah. That's a bit of a shock, actually. That's a bit of a shock. Leah jumps out and goes, hello, I'm Leah. Oh, great. So he then complains, as you would, and so he gets Rebekah as a wife as well, but has to work another 7 years for her. Now he's worked 14 years. And the Bible tells us he worked another 6 years after that. So he was with Laban 20 years altogether, and basically Laban cheated him most of the time. It says two or three times in the Bible that he kept on changing his wages. He kept on saying, well, you've got a bit too much, we're going to give you a bit less, and so on and so on. Sort of kept cheating him. And then eventually, God says to him after 20 years, go home. Go back. And this means, this is the thing, this means facing his brother. He's got to go back to his brother who he cheated 20 years ago. So he goes most of the way. He's been amazingly blessed. The thing that he asked God to do, God has done. He's got 11 sons by this time. He's got masses and masses of sheep and goats. He's a wealthy man. He goes away lonely. He goes away not knowing what his future is. He goes away wondering what on earth will happen to him. And he comes back, this wealthy man. And he gets very close to home. So close that his servants can see Esau. He's within sight. And he goes and he says to all his family, he said, you go on ahead across the brook. I'm going to stay here tonight. And so he stays. And this is what the account is of what happened on that night. Let's look at this. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched, and he wrestled as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So just hold on there. Hold on. He's being blessed by his dad. He's being blessed by the promise of God. He's being blessed for 20 years as God made him rich, with sons and a daughter we know as well. And still, he's asking to be blessed. Hasn't he got enough blessing already? What is going on here? No, I won't let you go until you bless me. Now, I want you to pay very careful attention to the response. I will not let you go unless you bless me. And the man asked, what is your name? Don't you think that's a really strange response? That's a weird response, isn't it? And he answered, Jacob. Do you think that whoever it was, and we're not going into it, today that's a much bigger subject, who he was wrestling with, do you not think that he already knew Jacob's name? So what is this question about? It is absolutely, fundamentally important, this question. Because what he's actually saying is this. Who are you, Jacob? Who are you? I'm Jacob. Who are you, Jacob? I'm Jacob. Who are you, Jacob? I'm the deceiver. I'm the one that can't get rid of what I've done. Who are you, Jacob? I'm just Jacob. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're the person who made a covenant with God. It might have been a not very great covenant, but you promised God that if he would bless you, you would follow him all your life. You are the man who has served your rather not great uncle for 20 years faithfully. The scripture says that he did it with all his strength. And even though in his heart he would like to have harmed his uncle, he didn't. It says that when God said for him to go home, I think we've got this one. Have we got this? I don't know whether I have, don't worry. It says that he praised God and gave thanks to him and said, Lord, you have been so faithful to me. He humbled himself before the Lord. He was honourable. And in going home, he'd committed himself to forgiveness and reconciliation with his brother. Jacob, you are no longer Jacob. Look what the man said. And the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob. Can we put that up? Is that up? Your name will no longer be Jacob. You are no longer Jacob. You are Israel. Why? Because you have struggled with God and overcome. No. What the Lord is saying is, you have struggled with each one of your issues. All the things that you were, there's a person that made you the deceiver. All the things that were going on in your life. Brothers and sisters, fathers, I'm talking to you. There are issues in our lives. We talked about some of them this morning already. We're not perfect. We get it wrong. There are things in our lives that we don't like. But the issue is, are you wrestling with God to deal with them? This is a man who'd got issues, but he wrestled day by day, until he dealt with them. He wrestled with God with the issues. And he came out a different person. Fathers, listen to this. Jacob, who became Israel, became the greatest father in the Bible. He was the father of the 12 men who were the patriarchs of the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob was the father of the nation. He is the person that God said, Jacob, you can be the father of my nation. Why? Because he knew how to deal with the issues. He knew how to deal with this. He knew that if he walked with God and he wrestled, he would become a different person. He would become the father that God needed. A father with a heart like God's own heart. You are no longer Jacob. You are Israel. You are a different person. So, you fathers this morning on Father's Day. And, in parenthesis, you mothers and everybody else. Do you want to be a great father? You are not defined by the issues in your life. You're not defined by the past. You're not defined by the deceptions. You're not defined by the things you've done wrong. You're not defined by all these things. You're defined by how you wrestle with them, with God, and get through them and become a different person. Those are the people that God chooses to be fathers and leads you on. So will you do it? Will you do it? Will you commit to God? Will you persevere and keep going? Will you face your problems and your demons and wrestle through them and overcome them with God's help? Will you become that different person, a person with God's own heart? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you, Lord, that you change us by your Spirit, if we will let you. If we're prepared to face the things and the issues in our lives, Lord, that are not great. And you know they're not great, Lord, but you're the one that's not holding it against us. You're the one, Lord, that comes and says, well, come on, let's deal with it. Let's deal with it together. Let's become different. So I pray, Lord, for each one this morning. I just wonder this morning while we're just praying if there is anybody here who has never, ever, ever said yes to Jesus and said, yes, I need to be a different person. I need God's help to be a different person. I need to change. I need to be the person, the man, the woman that God wants me to be. If there's anybody here, let's keep our eyes closed and our heads bowed. If there's anybody here who has never done that and wants to do that for the very first time this morning, would you just raise your hand so I can see it? And I want to pray for you especially. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. I pray for you especially, the person that's raised their hand, I pray that the Lord would bless you abundantly want to thank you for your courage this morning. And God has got his hand on you and wants to work with you. And will make you a different person. And will make you the person that inside you long to be. Thank you, Father. And for each one of the rest of us, Lord, that's our prayer as well. We all know the areas we need to be different. We all know the areas that need to change. And so, Father, it's a man's word, I know, but we want to wrestle, Lord, with you and with the issues until we become the men and the women that you long for us to be. So bless us, Lord, I pray, in the name of Jesus, who can change us from one degree of glory to the other. Amen.